on the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Barings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, alongside the head coach of the Wildcats, Bob McKillop, here's analyst and sports information contributing writer, Justin Parker.
Welcome to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield. The Davidson Wildcats now 19-3, 9-1 in the A-10, and coming off a pair of road wins at St. Bonaventure and George Washington this past week with head coach Bob McKillop. I'm Justin Parker, filling in for Jared Latch here inside the Vance Athletic Center on the Davidson College campus. And, Coach, let's just jump right into the week that was for the Cats. And looking back to Tuesday, it was an 81-76 win at St. Bonaventure. Of course, won the A-10 a year ago and was picked to win the league this year. First half was pretty back and forth, then a 9-2 run to close the half. Then you open the second half with a 13-2 run in all a 22-4 spurt that put you up 16 and just really changed the course of that game. And, Coach, what lessons are you going to take away from that run and changing that game?
Well, that end of the half going into the locker room and start of the second half coming out of the locker room, we have called that big momentum, and St. Bonaventure has been incredibly good at that in their last couple of years, and we were able to have some success ourselves, and I think it started at the defensive end where we did a very good job of being a team of defenders and got ourselves into transition and got some scores.
Foster Lawyer led the way that night with 21 points, made a lot of critical free throws down the stretch. He was 8-for-8 at the line and, of course, set the program record for consecutive makes. Took that to 46 on Saturday. What's he doing well at the line to shoot 94%?
He's being himself. You see him in practice, and I would think since back in September and we recorded, I would think he's up in the 96, 97, 98% range. So this is something that's not out of the normal for him. He's always been a great free throw shooter. And, of course, we remember back when we recruited him in Clarkston in Michigan, he was not just a great jump shooter but a great foul shooter as well.
Do you see that calmness in him at the line? And just it seems that's one thing he brings to this team in general.
Clearly he's got toughness under pressure, great poise when it comes to situations like that, and he's answered the bell every time.
Against Bonaventure, the offense really looked good, a lot of freedom and movement and motion, and also huge play by Mike Jones to tip the ball out late.
You know, Mike did a great job on the previous play, too, getting that loose ball under the basket that could have resulted in a layup for them that may have turned the tide and at least put them in within one point. So two critical plays by Mike in those last 40, 30 seconds of the game.
In terms of A-10 road trips, Coach, Olean and St. Bonaventure is one of the most challenging. It's a tough place to get to, and once you get there, it's not an easy environment to play in. What did you like about what you saw from your guys in terms of focus and being locked in on that trip?
Well, if you want to be a Division I player at a high level, you have to embrace something like Olean, New York at St. Bonaventure. They are terrific fans. They are very engaged. They know the game. They have outstanding tradition and history there. Very, very well coached, obviously clearly talented. So it's a game that you love playing in those games and in those environments.
And now, Coach, let's move to Saturday's 78-73 win at George Washington in D.C. Got to start with Luka Brajkovic on that one, a career-high 30 points to go with 8 rebounds. He shot 11 of 14 from the floor. Great stat line, dominant down low, hit some big threes late, but beyond the stats, what did you like about what you saw from Luka?
Well, again, I'll allude to something I've said frequently throughout the season. His stamina has become extraordinary. He struggled in the first half, partly because he didn't get open to get the ball, partly because we didn't get him the ball. First play of the game, he had a point-blank layup and missed it. And yet, despite those struggles in the second half, we went to him inside, we went to him outside, he protected the rim better. He did everything we asked, and I think that's a real statement about the stamina development that has occurred throughout this past year for him.
And is it just part of the confidence and maturity to be able to, you miss a shot like that early, but you come right back and go to it?
Well, he's always done that, but for him to take back-to-back threes is something he hasn't done very frequently, and the way he's shooting the ball from the three-point arc right now is sensational. He's at 46%, and we've always known he could shoot, but he never always looked at the rim. At least now he's looking at the rim.
Now, the Colonials made things interesting in the first half. Guard James Bishop really caught fire, had 21 points. Now, Coach, when you notice a guy like that is just really feeling it, he's hitting some shots from deep, what's the process like on the bench in terms of considering adjustments and looking at that situation?
Well, it's a difficult challenge for the players and for the staff because you're being knocked on your heels. You know, he made some threes with a guy in his face. He made some threes from beyond the NBA line. And Joseph Bamzile did the same thing. So it puts you on your heels, and you start playing on your heels, not just defensively, but offensively. They're like daggers, and you know how much we love daggers, and I think that's the value of the three-point line, and that's the value of freedom to shoot threes. And they clearly have that license to shoot. They feel confident about it, and, boy, they really made some great shots on Saturday.
Now, after the half, he was limited to just 5 points, combination of guys on him, including Grant Huffman and Mike Jones. What did you like about the adjustments defensively?
You know, a lot of times a guy that is hot in the first half, he doesn't continue that in the second half because of a fatigue factor, because of the crowd factor, and in terms of being crowded on his catches. But without doubt, the combination of Grant Huffman on him and Mike Jones on him gave him different looks. And I think that was a real tribute to both Mike and Grant, that they were able to at least slow down his progress from the first half and put us in a situation where we were getting misses and getting transition baskets.
And, Coach, between Sam Mininga and Grant Huffman, two guys were really able to create opportunities off the dribble and pass in the second half. Luka spoke to that post-game about the chemistry between he and Sam. What do you see between those guys?
Well, first of all, Sam going off the dribble and Grant going off the dribble, generally many teams are backing off them and daring them to shoot the jumper. And because there's so much movement upon the part of the other players, it opens up alleys and it opens up driving lanes. And in each case with Grant and each case with Sam, most of their opportunities came as a result of someone else sacrificing. Either clearing by cutting or screening or making that extra pass. And so Sam really benefited, much like I remember 2 years ago when Nelson and Luka had this remarkable chemistry where Luka would catch it down low, would see a double, a crowd, and he'd find Nelson. Or Nelson, conversely, would find Luka cutting to the basket. Well, we saw Luka finding Sam cutting to the basket several times, and Sam finding Luka as well.
Aside from the game, it was a special day for Lee. Several members of the Korean Embassy and Korean Cultural Center were on hand and met with him. What can you tell us about that interaction?
You know, Lee has become, in a way, the face of Korean basketball here in the United States, deservedly so. He's so poised and so gracious in the way he deals with this publicity, and he's so humble in the way he embraces it, and it's that very remarkable talent of humility and confidence that he's so capably able to balance.
That's going to take us into our first break, and when we come back, we'll continue the discussion with Coach on a variety of topics around Davidson basketball. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
At Ortho Carolina, personalized orthopedic care goes beyond my appointment. Accessible, comprehensive, and compassionate. It's my care, my way.
Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process. Drive. Persistence. We are Bearings.
The happiest you is the healthiest you. And the healthiest you is the one that chooses Atrium Health. As the region's most trusted healthcare partner, we're committed to helping people live mindfully, meaningfully, and joyfully in every community, large and small. And every day, we're finding new ways to make unrivaled health easier, more personalized, and more complete than ever before. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Davidson Wildcats.
Nestled in historic Davidson Cottage Mill, the Brick House Tavern offers a unique blend of nostalgia with a contemporary flair. Sample the offerings of their extensive tap room or enjoy lunch or dinner in the expansive dining room. And once again this season, the Brick House Tavern is the home of Davidson Athletics. Relive every win with fellow Wildcat fans after every game. So for lunch, dinner, or game day, make your destination the Brick House Tavern.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Justin Parker, Bob McKillop back with you. And Coach, on the road Saturday at George Washington, a big alumni base in the stands for Davidson. A lot of local parents and fans really showed up to cheer on the Wildcats. What kind of boost is that on the road?
Well, clearly because they were behind our bench, we could not just hear them, but we could see them, and they were dressed in Davidson gear and on their feet the entire game, gave us great energy. And it was such a joy to mix with them after the game. Terrific people from all generations of Davidson basketball.
Well, Coach, elsewhere in the world of college basketball, there's a lot of coverage around Coach K's final visit to Chapel Hill on Saturday. And one guy right in the middle of that is our own Bates Jones, the former Wildcat and Davidson graduate. Coach K was recently asked about Bates' role, and let's take a listen to what he said.
Well, he's gotten better as the year has gone along. You know, I go back to the fact you can't play for Bobby McKillop for 4 years and not be a good player. You know, like Bob is just really one of the all-time great coaches at any level in our country and internationally too, because he's done it there. And Bates is a grad student. You know, he kind of runs our blue team, the scout team. So you get a lot of minutes playing a significant role on that team. And so you get to improve and get playing time in practice. And he's made the most of it. And when he's come in the game, he's really contributed. He's become a really good shooter. And a guy that's easy to play with. He doesn't need the ball long, and obviously he just really works hard.
Coach, your thoughts on that?
Thanks for Mike's gracious and very kind comments. And it's delightful to hear that Bates is succeeding at the highest level in college basketball for arguably the greatest coach in college basketball. So very, very happy for Bates. And, of course, adding a little bit of icing to it, he's getting a master's degree from Duke, and that's a pretty nice feather in your cap.
No doubt. And Coach, along those same lines, when you are able to see the three grad transfers at their respective programs this year, do you notice little things that they carry over from their time at Davidson in terms of how they play?
I really haven't had an opportunity to see them play very much, but I do know that the three of them, Carter, Kellen, and Bates, are all playing for, I think, top 25 programs right now. I think Murray State might be in the top 25, at least close to it. So they've taken the winning ways from their Davidson experience and been fortunate to have winning ways where they are right now, and they're winners.
Well, Coach, recently Nelson Bochy-Edom was named a team captain. That's a rare occurrence midseason, but it's something that did come about. Take us inside of that, and how was that message delivered to the team?
You know, we have a vote for captains after we go through the preseason training, and you have to have a certain number of votes. I think it's like 75% of the votes have to come. And Nelson was just below that level. They didn't get the 75%. And we've watched. Was he disappointed not being elected? Maybe so. But it never at all stymied him in terms of his leadership or his contribution to playing whatever role he was asked to play. And we just watched day after day, game after game, week after week. He just continued to take the young guys under his arm and just tell them this and that. He's a constant chatter of support on the bench, always engaged in practice, being attentive. And we as a staff just felt, this guy's a leader, and let's acknowledge that, and let's therefore reward him with that and make him a captain. And we did that the night we arrived at St. Bonaventure in the lobby of the hotel. We called the team together and announced that Nelson was now a captain of the team, and it was greeted with great applause and smiles by everyone.
Coach, what do you see in him right now? He's a senior, and he just seems to give you so much off the bench.
You know, you look at his plus minus, and invariably he's always in the plus column. And that's a tribute to a guy that doesn't score a lot of points. What he does in the plus column is dribble handoff, ball screen, cut, post up, make the extra pass. He's a great Gretzky guy, and a Gretzky is the pass that leads to an assist, or the assist that leads to an assist. So, he's playing his role exactly the way it's designed and exactly the way he fits into this team with the firepower that we have in the starting lineup.
How would you describe his energy level?
I think his energy is something that is contagious. You know, like the other day at the George Washington game, he comes in and just out of the blue, he steals the ball on an entry pass, end line, and gets us 2 points. And it's those critical plays that really pay big dividends for us. Simple play, but required energy and insight and intellect. And he took advantage and caught them napping and got that 2-point conversion.
Well, Coach, it's always conference play kind of takes things to a new level, whether it's the league race, everyone knowing each other well. But this year, in terms of the A-10, what stands out to you about conference play right now?
I think it is brutal from the standpoint that anybody can knock anybody off. Top to bottom in the conference, if you're not ready, you could be a very unhappy camper at the end of the game. And we've seen that throughout the course of conference play. We've seen it personally up close. This is a terrific conference, highly competitive conference, and I hope the rewards come our way as we move towards March.
Well, Coach, the grind never stops for you and the staff, and both you and Matt spent all day on the road yesterday watching current commits and prospective recruits. What's it like turning the page so quick after a game and stepping into that realm?
Well, I'd be delighted if American Airlines hired more staff. Last night I was in LaGuardia Airport. Oh no, Newark Airport. I flew into Newark and I got there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, coming from D.C. through Charlotte. Unfortunately, the only connection from D.C. Reagan to Newark was through Charlotte or through Chicago or through Philadelphia. So I had to take a one-stop flight, and I did it through Charlotte. I get to Newark at 3. I drive to Toms River, New Jersey, which is about an hour and a half. Watched Sean Logan play. Drove there to LaGuardia because LaGuardia was the only airport that had a flight out that night, so I didn't have to stay overnight. 9:30 flight. I get there, and there was no crew. So interesting. The people of America were just very, very good, very attentive, and they said that the crew is coming in from a Chicago flight, so we had to wait, and the Chicago flight had not left yet, so I'm anxiously watching this Chicago flight. When is it going to leave? And, of course, the hour time difference in Chicago made it deceptive for me as to what time it was. So the plane wound up taking off, I think, at 12:05 a.m. this morning and landed in Charlotte at like 2:30.
What about the basketball side of that?
It's delightful to see a guy that you have signed and to see him do the things that made you sign him, to see him do that in live competition in a high school game and see how well he will fit with us. Skill, unselfishness, IQ, toughness. What a pleasure that is to get that affirmation and that validation that you made the right call.
And Coach, what about just the evaluation, the development of a relationship, part of recruiting, and that even if a prospect goes elsewhere, is that just part of the joy of all this? I mean, you don't know where things will lead you. Foster Lawyer, you recruit him out of high school and he ends up being
course,
a piece
of
later.
Of course, the portal's maybe changing the dynamic in that, but once someone said no to Davidson, I wasn't sending him Christmas cards.
I think that'll take us into the next break. How about you? When we return, we'll look ahead in the preview segment presented by Famous Toastery, focusing on Wednesday's home game against St. Joe's. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care feels like home because video visits bring my provider to me. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinner bait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
Famous Toastery is a proud sponsor of the Davidson College Wildcats. Join us for classic favorites like our stuffed French toast or flapjacks piled high with your favorite toppings. Stop by for lunch on the go with our savory wraps and sandwiches, or fuel up before a busy game day supporting your Davidson Wildcats. Come visit us at Famous Toastery or order online for convenient pickup at famoustoastery.com/order.
It's now time to preview the next opponent, presented by Famous Toastery. Start your day at the Famous Toastery, the home for breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once.
Welcome back. Justin Parker alongside Bob McKillop. And in this segment, presented by our partners at the Famous Toastery, we'll now turn the page and preview the matchup for Wednesday in Belk Arena with the St. Joe's Hawks. And, Coach, it's a team you defeated 88-73 on January 5th behind 25 points from Foster Lawyer, another key mid-game run. Hawks led by Coach Billy Lang with guys like Jordan Hall and Taylor Funk, leading a team that features four in double digits. What can you tell us about St. Joe's?
Getting better and better. You've got to protect the three-point line, but you also have to protect the gaps, and you got to protect against penetration. They're an experienced team. They're going to give you all kinds of challenges defensively. Billy has got those guys playing with a fiery toughness that is going to challenge our passes, our catches, our dribbles. So we better be very, very good with the basketball if we expect to have any kind of offense. Defensively, they're going to attack you. They love the open court, and they're very, very good at it. And if they get it off the rim or they get a turnover, it's going to be trouble.
So they're the second team following VCU that you'll see for a second time in league play. And, Coach, from a scouting perspective, how much focus goes to the previous matchup and that head-to-head experience, and how much goes to what you've seen from them since on film?
Well, you alluded to it before that conference play creates a lot of familiarity. And it's not just familiarity from this year, even though rosters have changed dramatically. It's familiarity with style of play and points that the coach emphasizes. So every team in his conference, when they play the second time, has a wealth of information that they can look at, strategize about, and develop a game plan from.
Coach, this will be the Cats' first home game since students officially got back to campus last week. And what would you say to students on their value to kind of help generate some energy inside Belk Arena this week?
You know, it's a student body that has been away from campus quite a bit. It's a student body that has been away from Belk quite a bit from the standpoint of last year, no fans, the onset of COVID the year before that, the graduation. So you have a freshman class that has not much experience in Belk, and a sophomore class, not much experience in Belk. So it's juniors and seniors that can lead the way for us. But I have to look at our game against Delaware. We opened the season, and we had the most superb student body interaction with our guys in that game, one of the few games in which they were actually here in campus. And if we could get our students to give us that same kind of shot in the arm, that same kind of inspiration, that same kind of energy that they did back at Delaware, boy, that would be terrific. We were fortunate to have a lot of the student athletes here during the early parts of January, and they gave us a shot in the arm against whether it be Rhode Island or Massachusetts or whoever it might have been. But having the entire student body here will be very, very important for us.
Well, Coach, thanks as always for your time today. Any final thoughts as we head into the week?
You know, we talk about our guys and what terrific young men they are. Yesterday was Camden Carter's birthday. I think his seventh birthday. It's Andy Carter's son, and he's dealing with some health issues. And our team has, in a sense, adopted him. And I actually got a video from Andy yesterday afternoon. Our guys traveled back from GW, got in about 1 o'clock or so, but here's this video in the afternoon of Mike and Nelson and Luca embracing Carter, Camden, on his birthday and spending time with him. So that's the kind of young man we have in this program.
Thanks, Coach. Well, we'll take one final break and wrap up the show and provide information on our upcoming broadcast. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
Hey, Wildcat fans, no matter how you celebrate game day, it's all about the food. And Harris Teeter has everything you need. Delicious subs and wraps, fresh hot store-made pizza, all sizes of party platters or ready-to-serve wing trays, just to name a few. Plus, with Harris Teeter fuel points, you can earn free fuel with every purchase you make, up to a dollar off per gallon. Stop at your Harris Teeter for great savings on all your game day needs, or download the HT app to order ahead. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries.
Did you know Hendrix Business Systems is now the official document solutions provider of the Wildcats? If you're looking for the best and most reliable copy, scan, and print document management solutions, Hendrix Business Systems is the perfect choice for your team. As an authorized Canon, HP, and Xerox dealer, Hendrix has been serving their North and South Carolina clients the latest technology for over 44 years. To learn more, visit HendrixBusiness.com. That's Hendrix with an X, business.com. Hendrix Business Systems, where your image is our business.
As a proud supporter of Davidson College basketball, the team at Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet also stresses the staples of trust, commitment, and care. They care about their customers and have honest out-the-door pricing with no hidden fees. Choose from a huge selection of Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs, plus Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet will be there after the sale with award-winning service. Go to the dealer you can trust, Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet. Find new roads on Highway 16 south of Newton and online at EarnhardtChevy.com.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care begins with the click of a mouse because online scheduling saves me time. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Join Jared Latch and myself, Justin Parker, Wednesday night as the Cats take on St. Joe's. Airtime is 6:45 p.m. for a tip just after 7. as the Cats return to Belk Arena. Across the Davidson Radio Network and stream live on the new free Varsity app and DavidsonWildcats.com. One programming note for the week: due to the rescheduled game versus Duquesne at home on Monday night, our show will move to Tuesday of next week. So for Bob McKillop, I'm Justin Parker. Have a great rest of your day. This has been the Bob McKillop Show.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.